Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Michael Graham, the founder and CEO of Epilogue Systems, an award-winning digital adoption solutions firm dedicated to redefining workplace productivity in the enterprise. Mr. Graham, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure.
So if you would, and to get things underway here today, what is Epilogue Systems and why did you start your company? What was the inspiration there to get things underway here today?
Well, Epilogue Systems, as you just said in your intro, is about digital adoption of complicated and other types of software that are used predominantly in business. So we're a B2B SaaS company, and we focus on those applications which are predominantly involved in digital transformation initiatives with larger companies, but really we're able to be used on a variety of applications within a company's application landscape, and we help them with those applications, make them easier to use for their users. As far as myself, I started this in 2009, which wasn't a great time to start a business, after the sale of a predecessor software company. And that predecessor software company was a complicated software. It was used predominantly in hospitals, and it was a multi-module system, and it was heavily configurable. So when a hospital system would buy us, they'd spend some time configuring it to their needs, and by the time that we went live, we really had nothing in the way of training and support documents that would reflect the nature of that configured system and its deployment. And as a result, there was some struggle in supporting those users and in getting the effectiveness out of those that application that we intended. And as a result, after the sale of that, I saw the opportunity to get involved with helping other software be easier to use for their users.
Now, Mr. Graham, what kind of businesses would benefit the most from your company's solutions?
Historically, it's been companies, I would say, with 500 employees and up, with a heavier focus on 1,000 employees and up, because it's really those companies that have a need to use enterprise-level software in the execution of their businesses. So that could involve a variety of ERP software, such as SAP, Oracle, JD Edwards, Lawson, which is a part of Infor, and many, many others like that. In other sectors, like I said, healthcare, that would be electronic health record, medical record systems, very complicated, very pervasive. It could be logistics or supply chain software in some businesses. It depends on the nature of the business and what are the primary software that drive the success of those businesses. So those are the nature of the entities we get involved with.
And certainly some helpful information there. Thanks for that. Now, what's the difference between the smart documentation software and the Opus software?
So we began to see that a lot of people were suffering from the need to simply create documentation around their software, but not necessarily documentation that they intended to deploy to their end users to be used as those end users were in their applications working and needed help. But rather, they might be in a regulated sector. They might be where compliance is important, or there might be other vehicles that they already had in place within their company with which to distribute content to their users, or to leverage existing LMS systems, which are learning management systems and such. So we found that there was a subset of customers historically that loved the way that our software automatically documented how their applications worked, and saw that as their biggest pain point. And if we could help them get past that, that satisfied them. So not every customer saw the need to deploy to their end users because they might have already had other mechanisms in place for that. So rather than swim upstream and do a rip and replace, we saw the opportunity to solve a big pain point for them, which is to fast and quick and easily document how their applications work. As far as the Opus platform, we take it the next step. The Opus platform is a full digital adoption solution. It's a solution that is all about creating the content that is needed to support an application and to support their users in the use of those applications. It's also about managing the process of doing that, because if you're involved in a large application, that process is complex. You could be involved in hundreds and potentially even into thousands of tasks and processes that need to be documented. So you've got to be able to manage all that, because if you can't manage that and the volume of people involved in doing that, you've got a problem, and that's been a historical problem for these types of efforts. So our platform not only automatically documents how applications work, but it manages the process of doing that. And then you've got to deliver it to the end users who are actually using those. So you complete the loop. You create what the end users need to be proficient. You manage the process of doing that, and then you deliver it to the end users as they're in the application working, and they have what's known as at the moment of need. They have a need for some remedial education or some remedial help in performing a task. So that's the difference between the full platform and smart documentation.
And once again, we certainly do appreciate those details. Most helpful today, we are joined by Mr. Michael Graham, the founder and CEO of Epilogue Systems, an award-winning digital adoption solutions firm dedicated to redefining workplace productivity in the enterprise, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, as we continue on, how can HR adapt to the era of digital transformation?
Well, certainly, you know, the digital transformation is disruption. It's always been disruption when it was referred to as business optimization, but it has become an endless loop. Nowadays, with the advent of the cloud technologies over the last 10 years, with the advent with the advent of best practices, with the advent of best of class, thank you, that was the word I was looking for, you now have an explosion of digital workplace technologies that have become a part of digital transformation. So digital transformations are no longer just big ERP, EHR, supply chain, maybe other huge systems in large companies. They have become an array of workforce effectiveness applications that are constantly changing, constantly be adaptive. In the SaaS world, you're not tied to an application forever. And as long as an application works and works in the fashion desired, you'll maintain that relationship. Once it becomes less effective than other options, they are easily replaced. Therefore, you know, you have a situation where digital transformation is not just the large applications, but is the continuous cycle of supporting applications, oftentimes API'd into those large applications and becoming a much more complex cycle of work within the workplace. HR has now started in some sectors to look at workforce effectiveness. So they've begun to break down what's working and not what's working in terms of this continuous change. So change management, which is often a part of HR, is working hand in hand with HR to identify how can we isolate pockets of workforce effectiveness and apply technologies, apply training, apply culture, and apply change management to affecting a higher and sustainable level of effectiveness. And that's where our area, digital adoption solutions, fits, because we are all about what is the most effective manner with which to utilize complex applications. So we fit into that. We are a key puzzle piece, because complex applications and their effectiveness is a major cost, a major drain, and many times requires an extended period of time to define what you need, how you get there, and then how to make it work. So we're a part of that process.
As we look ahead, what does the future look like for Epilogue Systems? Anything that we should be aware of or anything in the works?
Well, it's not unusual that we're focused on analytics. So many companies are. Analytics are certainly a focus for many software companies, if not most software companies. And for us, we're looking at accumulating a layer of effectiveness analytics on top of what you would expect from most software in terms of looking at descriptive analytics, which describe what's going on, and maybe utilization analytics that understands what's being used and how. we're talking about working our way into effectiveness analytics, which looks at the intersection of users, of the types of applications against which we're applied, and the effectiveness of those users with those applications in terms of, did they complete the tasks that they were in, that they intended to complete? If they didn't, can we get analytics to inform us as to why not? And were they productive? If they did complete those tasks, were they productive in the completion of those tasks? And with the ability to, as a SaaS application, to benchmark these across applications, across across sectors and such, we believe we can bring a lot more knowledge to the to our customer base with regard to where to focus their efforts in identifying where additional efforts are needed to bring more information, to augment some training perhaps, or even in the case of software companies, to isolate areas of their applications that are not as effective with users as they could be.
Mr. Graham, we certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today on behalf of Epilogue Systems. I'm sure our listeners would like to know where they could get further details on Epilogue Systems and where they best could be in touch. Where is the best place to get these details?
Certainly. Well, they should go to epilogsystems.com, and that's E-P-I-L-O-G-U-E systems.com. Certainly, you can consume a variety of resources there. Plus, it's really easy to contact us and get a hold of us there. And we are very responsive. If you reach out to us, you can expect to hear back from us immediately.
And that certainly is an added bonus right there. Again, Mr. Graham, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Eric, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking with Mr. Michael Graham, the founder and CEO of Epilogue Systems, an award-winning digital adoption solutions firm dedicated to redefining workplace productivity in the enterprise. And for further details and to learn more, visit EpilogueSystems.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.